This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This was to have been, in the before times, a big week for TV, with the networks rolling out their fall lineups and advertisers buying up commercial time. But with television production now impeded at best, all bets are off, right? And that goes for unscripted shows as well, because how do you make reality TV when reality is so unreal? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looked into that one for us.
On the most recent episode of American Idol, contestant Louis Knight sang on his porch to a live audience of one, his mom. The judges were there too, but virtually, watching through little boxes that look like a Zoom call.
Yeah, man.
Love you, man.
Yeah, man. Way to go.
Survivor, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and The Real Housewives of Atlanta are also producing shows remotely. Tom Noonan is a professor at the School of Theater, Film, and Television at UCLA.
It's going to look a lot more DIY. You're not going to see your favorite celebrities or personalities lit or made up, but that may be part of the charm of this.
But how long can this charm last? Shows that document people's lives could clash with the harsh reality of the pandemic, like Bravo's Vanderpump Rules, a social drama set in an LA restaurant, or The Amazing Race, which is all about travel. Chris Sanders is an executive producer at Atlantic TV, a production company which works with NBC and the Discovery Channel.
I mean, the reality right now would be everybody in front of the camera has a mask on.
Shows that could thrive are the kind that happen in a bubble, you know, where you throw a bunch of people together for a social experiment. Think Big Brother or Netflix's Love is Blind.
You basically got to create an environment that is going to be safe. So we probably will be seeing, you know, more of these kind of closed environment scenarios.
And watching people whose biggest worries are a love triangle or being voted off an island could give audiences a break from actual reality. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.